It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
Well, Christmas is around the corner, and we all know what that means.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! Oh my God!
Yes, that was my all-time favorite movie elf, Will Ferrell. Santa! He's coming! One more week! Yeah! And, of course, we will all be singing Christmas songs, English Christmas songs, which are also called Christmas carols. Now, if you are an English teacher or English student, you are going to come across some old English in those Christmas songs or Christmas carols. And that old English we don't really use anymore, except when we sing Christmas songs. Hey, stop that. She knows how much I hate that song. Stephanie, that is not, okay, that's a Christmas song, but that is not a Christmas carol. Okay, that's just Christmas pop music. That is quite terrible. That's the worst song. I know some of you out there, James, what are you talking about? I love that song. That is not a Christmas carol. That is not a Christmas carol. Christmas carols have been around forever, okay? Longer than Wham, okay? They've been going on hundreds of years, and they're not going away, okay? They're not going away, and every Christmas, if you're young out there, you're going to hear these songs again and again and again. So if you have children, you're going to hear them. If you're a grandparent, you're going to hear them. You're going to hear them all the time. So we're going to take a look at some of these Christmas carol idioms. So you better watch out. You better not pout. Pout means look sad. Because the Christmas carol idioms this week may be a little difficult. All right, Stephanie, let's play the first song. So that's deck the halls, and they say deck the halls with boughs of holly. What? So a bough is a tree branch. Yeah, it's just a tree branch. And deck the halls means decorate. So decorate the halls with tree branches. Yeah, old English. Continue, Stephanie.
Tis the season to be jolly.
All right, so they say, tis the season to be jolly. So tis means it is. It's the season to be jolly, which is happy. So tis the season to be jolly. Interesting. Yeah, if you blend it together, it's tis. Same kind of pronunciation. Continue, Stephanie. Last one we'll do of deck the halls.
Don't we now
Stephanie, you're making this hard, aren't you? Okay, so we got a couple of lines there. First, they say, don we now our gay apparel. So that means, don means we're going to wear. All right, we're going to don our clothes. So we're going to wear our clothes. And gay means happy. In Old English, gay meant happy. So we're going to wear our happy apparel. And apparel means, of course, clothes. So don we now our gay apparel. Don't worry, we're going to play this again, Stephanie, because come on, this is really fast. This is really hard. The next line after that, though, I do want to share with you because it's really interesting. So after don we now our gay apparel, so we're going to wear our happy clothes, they say, troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. And we'll play it again. So you can check and listen for that one. Now, there are a few words here that are quite interesting. So nowadays, troll means those nasty, negative people on Facebook or Twitter who say terrible, mean things about people. But in the 1800s, when this song came out, troll meant to sing loudly. Yep, just sing loudly. And then the next line is ancient. So troll the ancient. Ancient, of course, means old. And the next word is Yuletide. So troll the ancient Yuletide. What is Yuletide, James? Well, glad you asked that, Stephanie. Thank you. Yuletide means Christmas. Ah, yeah, it's another word for Christmas. So you'll hear Yuletide a lot around Christmas. And you'll be like, what? Actually, in the German lunar calendar, and I did have to research this. I didn't know this off the top of my head. But the German calendar said Yule means a winter festival. Yeah, a winter festival. So when you hear Yule, it means winter. For example, a Yule log. A Yule log, that's a winter log. Or, you know, a kind of cake, a Christmas cake, a kind of winter cake. Yeah, so Yule, that is a really important expression. All right, so troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Uh-huh, wow. Let's listen to it again. One more time, Stephanie.
Don't we know?
The amazing things you are learning on The James Rice Show. Now, this next one is really not good. Not good. All right. And yeah, it's from a really famous Christmas carol, and it's not good. You're going to be surprised when you hear it. Okay, let's play the song, Stephanie.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, stop right there, Stephanie. Stop right there. Okay. All right. Now, that was, of course, Jingle Bells, one of the most popular Christmas songs, if not the most popular Christmas song of all time around the world. And what you're thinking, what could be wrong with this song, James? Why is it not good? Well, there's a line there, and they say, "Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright." Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright, da 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 da. And they continue on to sing Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. But what the heck is a bobtail? What's a bobtail? Bells on bobtails. What the heck is that? Well, it's kind of gross. It's kind of gross. It's usually a dog or a sheep, or in this case, a horse who has had its tail cut off. Snip. Yeah. Yikes. Now, it could also mean in a more positive way that the horse's tail is tied up in a knot, decorative kind of knot. But actually, you know, but it's actually an animal whose tail has been cut off. Yeah. That's why, you know, what are they singing that for? Jingle Bells is such a happy song. Listen to it again and see if it changes your mind about Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch, I feel sorry for those horses. You know, I'm sure the people are singing and happy in the sleigh and the snow is falling, but the horses are going, ouch, my tail hurts. Anyways, okay, I digress. We have some we have some fun here at the James Rice Show. All right, give me the next song, which is, it's a traditional Christmas song, Stephanie, and it is called Away in a Manger. Let's listen to this one.
Away in a manger, no
cattle all lowing, the baby awakes.
All right, let's stop that there, Stephanie. Now, that was Away in a Manger by Susan Boyle. Great rendition, great version of the song. You should check it out, Susan Boyle. Now, a manger is not a bed. So they say away in a manger, but it is not a bed. Although in this song, it is used like a bed, but it is actually a place that the cows or horses eat from. Yeah, it's kind of their plate. So baby Jesus was put on a plate in a manger where the cows are eating. Yeah, that's what happened. So then a little later in the song, we hear this line, the cattle are lowing. The cattle are lowing. What? What? The cattle are, what? The cattle are lowing. What the heck does that mean? Well, lowing means mooing. Moo. The sound that cows make. So we say the cows are mooing. But back then, the cattle's were lowing. And that's why baby Jesus woke up. And that is our idiom of the week.
The cattle all lowing, the baby awakes.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.